news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is the 1010 Wins News Flash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. A tornado touched down briefly in the town of Springfield, New Jersey, packing 70-mile-an-hour winds. No word yet on damage. New Jersey has been hit by four twisters in the last 4 months. The president and Melania Trump visited Dayton and El Paso, two communities rocked last weekend by mass shootings. The president met with some of the victims at hospitals and thanked medical staff and law enforcement for their bravery and efforts. They were also greeted at each city by protesters blaming Mr. Trump for inflaming political and racial tension. Some critics didn't mince words or hold back on criticism of the president. Former VP and current Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden says President Trump is fueling a literal carnage in America and that all efforts must be made to prevent Mr. Trump's re-election. A man being questioned in connection with a rape in East New York last week, and a woman was approached by a guy. During the overnight hours of August 3rd, she walked into Linden Park to get away from her, but he followed her into the park and raped her. The city's Taxi and Limousine Commission has approved new rules regulating app-based for-hire car services. The rules would limit the amount of time drivers in Manhattan below 96th Street could drive without passengers. They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. And soon they'll be New Jersey residents. The animated Addams Family movie released its first trailer today, and the Garden State is key to this storyline. AccuWeather calling for a cloudy, humid overnight. Chance of a shower, low 70. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.